This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today. The conference, which is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, aims to address the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on eight states and union territories of northern India. During the event, Mr. Shah will launch a drug disposal fortnight drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the NCB's Bhopal Zonal Unit, an extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. During the drug disposal fortnight drive, which will continue till the 25th of this month, more than 44,000 kilograms of seized narcotics will be disposed of. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of National Youth Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of youth icon and one of the greatest spiritual leaders of India, Swami Vivekanand. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired a standing committee meeting of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth Countries in Guernsey yesterday. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Birla said India is witnessing massive transformation in several sectors, including agriculture, fintech and artificial intelligence. He highlighted the importance of making parliaments more effective, inclusive and transparent to address global challenges such as climate change, terrorism and cybercrime. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a state visit to France, followed by his participation in the Artificial Intelligence Summit, scheduled to be held next month. Speaking at the French Ambassador's Conference, President Macron described the upcoming AI Summit as a summit for action aimed at fostering meaningful discussions on artificial intelligence. President Macron also confirmed that Prime Minister Modi will attend the summit immediately after his state visit to France. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to unconditional discharge in connection with his conviction in the Hush Money case. Unconditional discharge confirms Mr. Trump's conviction in the case without consequences. It means the incoming president will not be imprisoned, fined, or face probation, but his conviction still stands and he will still take office as the first U.S. president with a felony conviction. Last year, before the November presidential election, a jury convicted Mr. Trump on 34 charges of business fraud related to hush money payment to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. In Pakistan, 12 miners were feared dead after a coal mine collapsed due to a gas explosion in Balochistan province. According to Balochistan police official, the explosion was caused by methane gas that occurred when the miners were digging coal inside the mine in the Sanjdi area of Quetta. The mine completely collapsed after the gas explosion, blocking all the ways to the mine and hampering rescue activities. Pakistan's leading Daily Dawn reported that bodies of four miners were recovered yesterday during the rescue operation. In badminton, India's men doubles pair, Sattvik Sairaj, Ronki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face the unseeded South Korean pair of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho in the semifinals of the Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. Earlier in the quarterfinals, the Indian duo secured a straight game victory over Malaysia, Yu Sin Ong and Yi Yi Tuo. In the Men's Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons defeated the Sirachi Rao Bengal Tigers 2-1 in a thrilling match played at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.